各位见面。
I want you to take your Bibles with me and turn to 2 Kings chapter 4.
请把你的圣经拿出来，我们翻到《列王记下》第四章，《列王记下》第四章。
This morning we're going to be looking at verses 1 through 7.
今天看的是第四章一到七节。
All right, we're going to read together, right?
All right, yeah, sure.
Okay.Now a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elijah, your servant my husband is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditor has come to take my two children to be his slaves. Elijah said to her, what shall I do for you? Tell me what you have in the house. And she said, your maidservant has nothing in the house except a jar of oil.Then he said, go borrow vessels at large for yourself from all of your neighbors, even empty vessels. Do not get a few. And you shall go in and shut the door behind you and your sons and pour out these vessels. And you shall set those aside what is full. So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, and they were bringing the vessels to her, and she poured. When the vessels were full, she said to her son, bring me another vessel. And he said to her, there is not one more vessel. The oil stopped. Then she came and told the man of God and said, go sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your sons can live on the rest.
Amen.
Amen.Let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning.
我们现在祷告。
Father, thank you for the privilege of being here today.
天父，我们感谢你，让我能够再度能来这里。
That we may worship you, that we may lay our lives before you.
我们可以敬拜你，可以把我们的生命倾倒在你的面前。
And in that, Lord, we know that you will draw us close to yourself.
然后我们知道你会让我们能够亲近你。
May you transform us today as we look at your word.
当我们在研读你的话语的时候，求你今天就能够改变我们。
And may we learn that you have a plan for each and every one of your children.
让我们知道，对于每一个人，你的儿女身上都有你的目的的。
That you desire to use us all for your kingdom purpose.
你希望能够用我们每一个人，为了你的天国的目的来用我们每一个人。
I pray you'll strengthen our hearts in this.
希望你能够加强我们的心智。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
我们以这样的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Amen. The message this morning has a powerful testimony. In fact, Scripture itself has a powerful testimony about God, that there is nothing impossible for Him.
今天的信息就是给神做一个非常大有力的见证，那就是神是无所不能的，在他没有难成的事。
This was true when the angel Gabriel declared to Mary that she was going to have a child of the Holy Spirit.
哇，这就是在天使加百利在对玛利亚宣称说你要因为圣灵而怀孕生子的时候所讲的一个信息。
We see this true when Jesus raised the dead to walk again.
然后我们看到当神能够耶稣把人能够让人死里复活的时候。
We see this true when he walked on water.
当他能够走在水的面上的时候。
We see this true when the sick were healed.
当他能够医治这些疾病的人的时候。
That all of those miracles evidence the great power of the Lord.
这些都能够彰显神的大能。
But these miracles, as great as they may be,
但是这个奇迹虽然是非常的大的奇迹。
Can lead us to ask the question.
但是我们还是要问一个问题。
But how does that affect my life personally?
那这些奇迹对我本身自己有什么样的帮助呢？
Let's face it, we live in the everyday of our comings and goings.
要我们就是日常生活里就是来来去去，我们过我们的小日子。
And what we want to know is how do the things that Scripture reveals impact me personally?
我们要知道这个圣经里所讲的这些信息对我们本身是有任何的影响吗？
How does God's hand touch me when I'm going through difficulties?
Yeah, 当我遇到困难的时候，神是如何的能够手按在我身上呢？
How is God's power revealed when I'm facing the overwhelming situations of life?
当我在遇到几乎是不能忍受的困难的时候，神是如何的彰显在我身上呢？
What our text reveals to us today is that there's nothing impossible for God.
我们今天的信息告诉我们，在神来说是没有难成的事。
The focus of our text is how God works in impossible situations.
雅各跟我们说，神在一个几乎是不能忍受的一个状况中，他能够有大的作为。
I don't believe that the miracles of Scripture are just there so that we will marvel at what God did thousands of years ago.
我相信这些圣经里所提的奇迹异事，并不只是为了让我们在千年以后来对神的奇迹来赞美、来惊奇。
I believe they're there to assure us that what God did then, He can do now.
我相信神这些奇迹摆在这里，是为了让我们知道，神在千年以前能做，在今天也照样能做。
What we're called to do is live by faith.
我们所要做的，被呼召要出来要做的，就是要相信。
So this morning, our text, I want us to walk through that and look at how that was true for a woman in Elisha's day.
所以我们今天要看一下，在这以利沙那个年代的时候，是如何在实现在一个妇人的身上。
In fact, I've entitled my message that faith unlocks great things.
所以我的题目就是信心能够成就大事。
But what I want us, as we look through this text, I want us to look at four things.
我要让大家看到四件事情。
That can lead us from a time of panic to a time of praise.
可以把我们从一个绝望的中带到一个赞美中。
You know, sometimes when we face the overwhelming, we can panic.
Yeah, 我们有时候觉得好像实在是没有任何的援助的时候，我们会惊慌。
We can look to grasp for straws to try to fix the situation ourselves.
Yeah, 我们能够抓到什么能够帮助的事情，我们就拼命的去抓。
And I don't know about you, but when I do that, it makes it worse.
我不知道你怎么，但我在那边这些随便乱抓的时候，我觉得事情会越来越糟糕。
And what the Lord wants us to do is rely on Him.
但是我们的主要的是，我们在这个时刻，关键时刻是要依靠他。
Because again, for Him, nothing is impossible.
因为对他来说，没有事情是不可能的。
So let's look at how that's fleshed out in our text this morning.
所以我们今天看看今天的信息。
If you've got your outlines in your bulletin, I want you to take those out and we'll fill in the blanks.
要希望你那个填一填，好吧？拿起你们的笔，拿起你们的单张，然后 Dr. Price 讲的时候就帮他写下一些 note， 好吧？
So in our four steps from panic to praise, we're going to look at our first step.
好，我们今天看的第一个步骤。
And that is that an overwhelming problem exists.
Yeah, 大的问题都是会存在的。
There we go. An overwhelming problem exists. When I was pastoring, before I became director of missions, the Lord revealed something to me about problem situations.
Yeah, 在我还在做牧师的时候，神给我一个看见，就是面对困难时候，我要如何去应付。
Now I believe this, although I've not always been faithful to live it out.
Yeah, 我深信这一点，但是虽然有的时候我并不能完全做到。
And it is this.
就是。
That what we face is not a problem, but an opportunity for God to come through.
我们所面对的不是那个问题，而是让神能够在我们身上能够大有作为。
So think about the difficulties that you've experienced in your life in the past.
你回想一下你生命中所经过的一些困难的事情。
What may have seemed like an impossible problem or situation became an opportunity for God to reveal something to you about who He is.
Yeah, 很可能看的好像是一些困难，但是事实上让神能够借这个机会，能够对你显露出他是一个怎样的一个神。
And the truth is, for us as people of God,
对我们这些信神的人来说。这个事实是
that must be our conclusion if we believe that God is all powerful and ever present and that He is all knowing.
如果我们相信这个神是全智全能无所不在的神的话，这是唯一的一个结论。
That in many cases the problems that we face provide a platform for God to reveal something new about Himself.
事实上在经过困难的时候，就是变成一个神对我们说话的一个平台。
So let's look at the situation in our text.
我们来看看今天经文中所讲的一个状况。
We're introduced to a widow with a real life problem.
所以我们看到一个寡妇，她是面对的一个人生中一个非常困难的状况。
Her husband had died and left her with a debt.
呀，她的丈夫已经去世了，然后还留了一大笔的债。
In fact, the implication of the text is that her sons were too young. They were underage, they were too young to work and support her.
所以这段经文的显露的就是说，他的两个儿子大概年纪还小，没有办法去工作来赚钱，能够还债。
And remember the context of this day.
我们要想到当时的状况。
Women didn't have a lot of abilities or opportunities to provide for themselves without either grown sons or a husband.
Yeah, 一个女人如果是没有丈夫或是一个大的成长的一个儿子的话，是很难能够支持自己的，而且也没有任何的权利，没有太多的权利。
So she had a large debt, and the creditor was within his right to come and take her children away as to sell them as slaves to cover the debt.
在当时的话，债主也是有权利的。如果你没有办法还债，债主是有权利把你的儿子拿到家里，做奴隶来做抵押的。
The point of the setting is that this was an overwhelming debt that she could not pay on her own, and there was no escape for her.
这个情况对在她来说简直就是一个绝望的一个情况，她是没有办法能够解决这个跳过这个困境的。
So the setting is intentional to show that she's desperate.
所以这里讲的这个状况是一种特别的状况，是特别要我们知道这是一个非常非常困难的一个境环境。
She had a debt.
她是有一笔债。
She couldn't pay the debt.
然后她没有办法还这笔债。
And the creditor was right in exercising his rights in taking her children.
然后这个债主是有这个权利的，把他两个儿子，抓到家里去当奴隶的。
For all intents and purposes, we'd say this is an impossible situation.
在我们看来，这简直就是无望的、绝望的一个状况。
Let's look at the second step that moves us from panic to praise.
我们再看一个第二个步骤。
It is the answer for God's people to seek the Lord.
我们的对我们信主的人的唯一的答案就是去求告神。
In verses 2 through 4, it tells us that she called out to Elijah.
在二至四节，我们看到她这个妇人去跟以利沙来求告。
Now Elisha was known as the man of God.
以利沙当时的人都知道他是所谓的神人。
So as she called out to Elisha, he was calling out to the Lord for help.
所以当她向以利沙求告的时候，就等于是她向神来求告。
I want you to notice what she did not do.
我请大家注意，她没有做的事情是什么。
She did not try to take the circumstance into her own hands and fix the problem herself.
她并没有想自己能够自助来解决这个问题。
She didn't seek to go borrow money from friends.
第一个，她没有去跟朋友去借钱。
She didn't go to her creditor and seek to get another loan.
她也没有跟她债主说，求你再给我延期，再给我一，再给我延期。
She reached out to the one person she knew could help her.
她唯一求告的就是她认为她能够帮助她的就是以利沙这个神人。
And that was the Lord.
这个人其实就是上帝自己。
So again, in difficult situations, our tendency can be, I want to control this myself.
所以当我们遇到困难的时候，我们的第一个想法就是哦，我要自己自立自助。
But the point of the text is to cry out to the Lord, who for whom nothing is impossible.
但是我们这里告诉我们，第一个应该是向神来求告，因为在他是没有不可能的事情。
So verse 2 tells us that she consults the man of God.
所以我们看到第二节告诉我们说，他去向这个神人来求告。
And he responds to her with two questions.
然后他就以利沙就问了他两个问题。
What shall I do for you?
我能够为你做什么呢?
Tell me what do you have in the house?
然后你家里有什么?
Now, there's little doubt that the widow would have gone and looked for something worth some value to try to sell and pay off this debt.
我想毫无疑问的，这位寡妇已经在家里所有能够值钱、能够卖的东西，她都已经搜刮干净了。
But she responds this way.
但她的回答就是,
Your maid servant has nothing in the house except a jar of oil.
卑女家里什么都没有，除了一小瓶的油以外。
Now again, you have to hear her tone as being desperate.
你可以想她声音中里中的那种绝望。
The Hebrew word for jar means a very small flask.
希伯来这里面讲的这个瓶子，小瓶子是一个非常小的一个油瓶。
It was probably just a few ounces of oil and probably used for anointing.
就是很小一瓶，大概就是为了。能够在人家头上那个点油，就是油作为油膏人用的。
She must have thought to herself, "How in the world can this little bit of oil fix my problem?"
她一定在心里想：这么少的、这么小的一点油，能够对我有什么帮助呢？
But in verses 3 and 4, Elisha gives her instructions.
但是我们看到第三、第四节的话，以利沙就给她一些指示。
He tells her to go borrow empty vessels.
第一个跟她讲说：“你去向你邻居。” 借一些空的器皿。
In fact, again, the implication from the Hebrew word is that these go borrow large empty containers.
Yeah, 希伯来语的意思就去借一些大的容器。
And he tells her, "Don't just get a few, get many."
而且说不要只是借那么一两个，要借越多越好哦。
And then he tells her to go into the house and shut the door and begin to pour the oil.
然后跟他说你去关了门，你就开始倒油。
Now I want you to stop and how would that have sounded to you?
如果是是你的话，你会怎么想？
Like not much help, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. 这有什么帮助呢？这么小个油开始倒。
Because how does having 100 empty jars help make this amount of oil be anything more than this amount of oil?
Yeah, 你这排了很多的空的器皿，一百个好了，但是这么一小瓶的油，有对事情有帮助吗？
The amount of oil was what it was, right?
油就是这么多。
And so now she's left at a crossroad.
所以她现在就站在一个十字路口。
In fact, that's the third step in this moving from panic to praise.
这就是我们第三个步骤。
It is the crisis of belief.
这就是危机中的信心。
So I borrowed that phrase from Dr. Henry Blackaby.
我是这个句子，我是从一个写这个经历神的那个作者Blackaby 的博士中借来的词句。
Some of you may remember that he wrote the book Experiencing God.
Yeah, 经历神，他很有名的。
And it was in that book Experiencing God that Henry Blackaby talked about this crisis of belief.
So, 在这本书里面，白博士他就讲到所谓的信心中的危机中的信心。
He proposes that before something moves from just belief to real action.That we face a crossroad where we've got to make a decision.
他讲说，当我们从一个信心，然后能够跨步到有所行动的时候，我们会有一个所谓的信心的十字路口。
I don't know about you, but I've experienced times in my life where God has moved in a direction that seemed counterintuitive to me.
我不晓得各位是怎么觉得，但是我觉得有的时候神给我的指示，对我来说是照我人的眼光跟经验来看。是非常相互矛盾的。
There are examples in Scripture where this has been true.
Yeah, 在这个经里面也有很多这样的例子。
Where when the children of Israel came out of Egypt,
当以色列人从埃及出来的时候
，The Lord told them they were going to the Promised Land.
神跟他们就说，你们去的是所谓的应许之地哦。
The Promised Land was north of where they were in Egypt.
应许之地是在埃及的北边、北上、北边。
But the Lord led them to Sinai first, which was south of where they were in Egypt.
但是神带你们走的路线是先到西乃山，那是在南边。
Now, had Moses been like me, he might have said, "But Lord, that's the wrong direction."
如果摩西像我的话，我一定是跟神说，哎，不对，不对，不对，神啊，这个你这方向不对哦。
But God knew what he was doing.
但神知道他在做什么。
There are times when we want to run, and the Lord says, "Wait." And there are times when we want to wait and the Lord says, move forward. The question is, when we're faced with those circumstances, what are we going to do? That's the crossroad, that's the crisis of belief.
就是说当我们遇到这个时刻的时候，我们到底是要做什么？也就是我们信心的十字路口，我们是前要往前走呢，还是停呢？
One of the responses from the widow could have been, "Well, that's ridiculous. Why should I do that?"
这个寡妇很可能她的反应说，哟，多么的荒谬的一个要求啊！我才不要这样做呢。
She could have just gone out and gotten two or three empty vessels, thinking, "Well, it's not going to make any difference anyway."
她很可能就是跟邻居借个两三个瓶子，然后就说，反正就这么一点油。
But if she would have exercised limited faith, she would have seen limited results.
他的信心如果是有限度的，那他的结果也是有限度的。
It seems like in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6, the Apostle Paul tells us, "If we sow sparingly, we will reap sparingly."
所以在哥林多 9:11，讲到说你多种的就多收，多少种的少收。
But rather than being skeptical, this woman becomes for us the epitome of faith.
但是这个女人反而不是对神的话毫无怀疑，不但没有怀疑，而且成为一个信心的一个很好的榜样。
She didn't place her faith in her circumstances, which seemed impossible.
她并没有把她信心摆在这个环境，看这个环境，因为这环境是看起来是不可能的。
She placed her faith in the Lord, who could do anything.
而是她把信心摆在神自己的身上，因为神是无所不能的。
Rather than rejecting the instructions of Elisha, she embraced them wholeheartedly.
她对以赖莎对她的指示完全没有抗拒，而是全心全意的去实行。
The text reveals for us that they went and got many vessels, many large vessels, and she began to pour.
这个经文告诉我们说，她出去借了许多的器皿，而是许多大的器皿，然后开始倒油。
And when she filled one vessel up, she would ask her sons for another one.
当她把一个瓶子装满的话，就叫她儿子，哎，儿子啊，再给我拿一个。
And when she filled that one up, she asked for another one.
然后装完了以后，她说，儿子，再拿过来。
And on it went until the last vessel was full.
一直到最后的一个器皿都装满了以后。
And the text tells us when she asked for another one, her son said, there are no more.
当她再问，她说，儿子，还有没有再一个，再拿过来，儿子说，没了。
And the oil stopped.
然后油就在这个时候停止。
You've got to see the correlation between her faith and the blessing that the Lord gave her in the miracle.
所以你必须在这里看到她的信心跟神给她的祝福的是怎样的一个对比，一个等量的对比。
Had she gotten only two vessels, there would have only been two vessels of oil she could have sold.
如果她只是借了两个器皿的话，她就只能倒两罐的油。
Had she gotten 20 vessels, there would have been 20 full vessels.
Yeah, 如果是二十个器皿的话，就是满满的二十个器皿。
Had she gotten 100 vessels, there would have been 100 full vessels.
如果她有100个器皿的话，就是100桶油。
In this text, her amount of faith was correlated to the amount of blessing that she received.
所以她的信心跟她所收到的祝福是成比例的。
But here's what I want us to consider about faith.
我要想大家稍微想一想，这个所谓的信心。
In this text, we look at and we know the end of the story.
我们看到了这个故事，知道这个故事是怎么样一个结果。
So the act of faith doesn't seem as miraculous to us because what she did was the Lord came through.
所以我们看了觉得这个很好啊，很好的故事啊，很好的结局啊。神为他成就了一些事情啊。
The way we walk in our lives is that the Lord asks us to do something before we know how it's going to turn out.
但是在实际的生命中是说，我们并不知道结果，我们必须要先是有所行动，但是行动之前我们并不知道结果是怎么样。
And that's the miraculous evidence of her faith.
这个就是他的信心的一种奇迹，是在并不是先知道结果。
Her faith was revealed in the number of vessels that she got, not the amount of oil that she received.
她的信心是显露在她去取这个器皿，而不是她得到多少的油。
Because in life, the results are God's business.
因为在现实生活当中，结果是取决于神。
What God asks of us is for us to act in obedience.
神要我们的就是要顺从。
So now I want us to look at the final step.
我们看一下第四个最后一个步骤。
Before we do that, though, I want you to consider some things.
在我们这讲这个第四个步骤之前，我们先来想一件事情。
And I believe Pastor mentioned this in his opening prayer this morning.
Yeah, 我们的叶牧师也在他祷告的时候提到这件事情。
There are times when God wants to use us, and we consider, I'm probably not good enough to do that. Or I probably don't know enough to do that.
有的时候神要我们做一些事情，我们很可能就会觉得自己好像不够资格，或者是我好像我没办法做到吧。
Or maybe it is we say I don't have enough experience for that, or I don't have the knowledge to be able to accomplish that.
或者是说我没有足够的经验，或者是我没有足够的这个了解，我没办法去做。
But I want you to think back to this story.
但是我要各位回想一下这个故事。
The need was great.
这个需求是非常大的。
The instrument was insignificant.
但是这个器皿是一个小瓶的油，很小的瓶子。
But the source of power was unlimited.
但是这个大能的源头是非常的宏观的，非常大的。
There are a lot of different applications that we can make from that point.
我们由这一点可以做出很多很多的所谓的实际的例子。
But I think the most powerful is that God wants to use every single one of his children for his glory.
但是这个事实就是说，神要用他的每一个儿女来做他的，做成他的大事。
That there are no instruments too small or too insignificant for God to move through and to accomplish his purposes with.
没有一个器皿是太小或是太不重要，以至于神不能够做成他的工。
That means that we're all included in that.
也就是说我们每一个人都在包括在他的神的事工里面。
So you're not too old or too young.
所以你不是太老也不是太小。
You're not too experienced or inexperienced.
你也不是这个经验太超过了或者经验太不够。
God wants to use the wealthy and the needy alike.
神要用富人，神要也要用穷人。
The issue is not the instrument, the issue is the source of power behind it.
所以这个关键不是这个器皿，而是这个能量的来源。
Which leads to this final step.
所以我们现在讲的第四。
And that is the assurance that Scripture gives us that God is faithful.
也就是说，圣经告诉我们说，神是信实的。
God provided for the widow out of an insignificant source.
神透过一个很小的器皿来帮助了这个寡妇。
He took something that was small and overlooked, and he used it for something grand in her life.
他用一个非常小的、非常不起眼那个小的瓶子来做成一个很大的工。
And the text tells us that she was not only able to pay off the debt, but there was extra for she and her sons to live on.
所以这告诉我们，她这寡妇不但能够卖了油的钱，不但能够还债。而且还有余剩余的钱让他们能够生活度日。
Now it probably wasn't a sum where they could live the rest of their life on it.
也许不是说多到一个他们以后就是可以躺着吃了。
But most likely a sum that could carry her and her sons forward until the boys were old enough to work and support their mom.
很可能是可以够他们用到等到儿子长大以后去做工以后能够养母亲。
The miracle of the text is not the provision of oil. Is that God always comes through for his people who will place their faith in him.
而是对信神的人，相信神的人，神是永远是能够达成他的目的的。
Jesus talked about faith as being as small as a mustard seed, but it overcomes the entire garden.
耶稣提到信心就像一个芥菜种，等它长大的时候能够长满了整个的园子。
So why is that so?
为什么是如此呢?
Because faith is that which unlocks the power of God.
因为信心就是打开神大能的这把钥匙。
Now, I want to be very careful in the way that you hear me say that.
我必须要非常小心谨慎告诉你，当你听我在讲这个信息的时候，请小心。
Because I know there are those in the Christian community that say if you just have enough faith, everything will always work out perfect.
因为在某些基督教的圈子里，他会告诉你说，你只要有信心，你就可以想要什么心想事成了。
That if you have enough faith, you'll drive the nicest car.
如果有信心的话，你可以开一个名车。
If you have enough faith, you'll live in the nicest house.
如果是你有信心的话，你住在一个豪宅。
If you have enough faith, you'll always have a large bank account.
如果有信心的话，你的银行里面钱是永远用不完的。
But that's not what that means.
但是事实并不如此，也不是这个意思。
You see, faith doesn't always lead to what we would see as a happy ending.
信心并不是永远是把我们带到一个我们所认为的从此过着幸福快乐的日子那样的一个结局。
There are people who have great faith that lose jobs.
一些信心的伟人，他们很可能会失业。
There are people who have great faith that still have loved ones who pass away.
信心的伟人也很可能他们的心爱的人会去世。
But remember what I said at the beginning is that our difficulties and struggles are many times a platform that God uses not only to touch us but to touch the lives of others.
记得我在先前有说过，当我们遇到困难，很可能是神的一个平台，他不但能够触摸到我，也可以触摸到我们身边的人。
Even suffering that we experience, God can use for His glory. After all, how could unbelievers relate to our lives if everything was perfect all of the time?
如果是我们的人生一切都是顺顺当当的 那一些慕道友 怎么能够跟我们能够有所呼应呢?
Life is filled with difficulty and struggle and hardship and pain.
生命生活是充满了困难充满了痛苦
And many times the way that God's people respond to those situations is what has the greatest impact in our witness.
有的时候当我们信神的人面对一些困难面对痛苦的时候我们的态度是对别人来说是一个最大的影响力
In Matthew 6:33 Jesus said but go ahead
马太福音33:33
But seek first the kingdom and His righteousness and everything else will be added to you
先求他的国他的义其他都会加给你们
So I want you to think about your life, maybe in the past, maybe what you're experiencing right now.
So I want you to think about your life, maybe in the past, maybe what you're experiencing right now.
Have you ever been overwhelmed?
你有没有经过一个状况，你觉得已经无法忍受呢？
Have you ever been in a situation that you felt was impossible?
你有没有在一个状况中，你觉得就是求告无门，几乎是不可能呢？
Do you ever feel trapped like there was nowhere for you to go or no way out? The testimony of our text and the testimony of Scripture as a whole is that you are never beyond God's touch. Beyond God's touch. Never beyond His ability
to
help.
Oh, beyond. Okay, I thought you were never on.
No, beyond,
Okay, sorry. 你会不会超越过神所能为你做的事情?
Because nothing is impossible for God.
因为对他来说是没有不可能的事，没有不能，没有难成的事。
Many times what we do is limit what the Lord can do for us because of our lack of faith.
我们很多事是因为我们没有信心而把神给拘束起来了。
Let us be like the widow in the story.
我们学一下这个寡妇。
Let us be people of faith.
我们成为一个信心的人。
Let us be people who will allow God to use us for His glory.
我们成为让神能够通过我们来成就他荣耀的人。
And let us be people who will exercise great faith and trust that God will bring about great results.
让我们能够有信心也有行动，让神能够做成成就他的事情。
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your evidence of your power in the scriptures.
神，我们感谢你在你的经文中所做的一些有关你大能的见证。
And my prayer is that we can come away from this place affirmed.
我希望我们今天在离开这个地方的时候能够有确据。
We can be affirmed that the things that you've done in the past you can still do.
你过去所做的
And we'll remember that, Father, you love us beyond our understanding.
神父神，你对我们的爱是远超过我们能够理解的。
And that the Scripture teaches us that you never leave us nor forsake us.
然后经文也告诉我，你永不抛弃我们，永不离开我们。
As you bring people our way, let us be bold in our witness.
当你把人带到我们周围的时候，让我们能够刚强壮胆，能够去为你做福音、传福音。Let
us not say, "Oh Lord, I'm not the person that you can use."
让我们不要说神啊，我不是你能够重用的人。But
let us be bold in our faith and allow you to work through us for your glory.
让我们的信心能够大胆到一个地步，说神啊，你能够通过我，能够成就你的工作。
For we pray these things in Jesus' name.
我们就以上做以上这些祷告，奉主耶稣的圣名，阿门。
Amen. Amen.